When to use vice versa. Now that we've covered the pronunciation, origin, meaning, and even synonyms of vice versa, it's time to look at when you should use the phrase. While this is not a complete list, it will provide you with some common situations in which vice versa could be useful. Parallel emotions or feelings between two or more people. I like him, and vice versa. He likes me. They don't get along with us, and vice versa. We don't get along with them. Her mother will always love her, and vice versa. She will always love her mother. Parallel actions taken by two people, things, or groups. The government works with our business to combat fraud, and vice versa. Our business works with the government to combat fraud. Different countries send aid to the United Nations, and vice versa. The United Nations sends aid to different countries. My dog bit my neighbor's cat, and vice versa. My neighbor's cat bit my dog. Parallel capabilities. The software allows you to transfer files from your computer to the cloud, and vice versa. The software allows you to transfer files from the cloud to your computer. The car can go from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 3 seconds, and vice versa. The car goes from 60 to 0 miles per hour in 3 seconds. The robot is capable of interacting with animals, and vice versa. Animals are capable of interacting with the robot. Conclusion. Vice versa is a very useful phrase in English. It might be borrowed from Latin, but it is one of the easiest ways to express the feelings, actions, or ideas of a statement in the reverse order. Additionally, vice versa is always used in the same way, grammatically. So once you learn how to use it, you're all set. We hope you found this guide on how to use vice versa useful. As always, for all things English conversation, grammar, or job related, visit the Magoosh Speaking blog.